What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are talking with Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. We're talking about the fact that Google has simply erased natural news from their search databases. And if they're doing it to natural news today, who knows who they're going to do it to tomorrow. Obviously, Google is siding with corporations that find information about the risks involved with certain technologies to be a threat to their profitability. And obviously, it's a good reason not to be using Google, to go to alternative search engines like Yandex. But it certainly is a dangerous precedent. And Mike, I'm not a lawyer, obviously, but it almost seems like there might be grounds for a lawsuit here in terms of some of the common carrier rules and regulations that information media are supposed to be complying with. Are you talking to a lawyer about whether there's an action you can take to sue Google?
You're right. We are talking to two different law firms right now and exploring the options, but we've also been contacted by many other websites that have been completely banned, outrageously banned, for no apparent reason, who want to take part in a class action lawsuit or antitrust action. We're going to be launching a White House petition within an hour or so that people can also sign on to. We want to communicate to the Trump administration that, you know, the FTC might want to take a much closer look at this, because what we do know as a fact is that this censorship of our website by Google was a decision made by a person. It wasn't driven by an algorithm. There was no malicious code on the site, no malware, no infection, nothing. It was a person making a decision to turn off the entire website without warning and without justification. So
Did they send you any kind of an explanation, or it just happened?
No, it just happened. There was no explanation whatsoever, no warning, nothing. And we're registered with their webmaster tools. So, you know, you go through there, there's no message. They just turn it off, and then you have to try to dig around and try to find out what's going on. You have to try to communicate with them. You know, we're at their mercy. This is the issue. And they can do it to anyone for any reason at any time. This is really nothing less than a digital execution or assassination of an individual or an entire library of knowledge. Look, our website
it's updated Nazi book burning.
It really is. It's a modern day book burning. It's fascism at its worst. We're watching it unfold right now, and I can't help but think it's because we have supported President Trump through the election and after inauguration. We've been a pro-Trump voice arguing in favor of some of his policies. And I believe that's why we're being targeted, Mike.
Well, certainly the fact that Trump is trying to put together or has put together a vaccine safety commission under the leadership of Robert Kennedy Jr., that has got the $30 billion a year vaccine cartel very worried, and they're already trying to push back with puff pieces in the media. And $30 billion is a lot of motive to basically win at all costs. But what our listeners and readers need to be doing right now is making a big stink about this on all your social media, that Google is deciding for you what you need to know and what you don't need to know. I mean, I've been a big fan of naturalnews.com for a lot of years. Like I said before, I link to a lot of the stories on it regularly about vaccine safety, GMO, various other health issues. And again, for Google to take this step and not even provide an explanation of why, basically shows that Google has developed a very heavy hand. And remember, it's not like Google is without sin. They've already been caught rigging their readership numbers to improve ad rates, ad metrics. Now they're having to allow third parties to sort of audit that to keep their advertisers happy. We found out, certainly on Facebook, that their trending stories were not actually based on number of clicks on stories, but were just being arbitrarily decided by some of the people at Facebook. So we've seen YouTube artificially lower view counts on videos that do not conform to the current establishment agenda. They've done it to some of our videos. We've caught them doing it. We'll have 100,000 views one day, and then the next day it's down to just a few hundred. So much of the censorship has been very covert, but this is definitely a new escalation, and made it very overt.
That's exactly what it is. What you've described in terms of them altering the numbers is what we call a kind of soft censorship. And they've been doing that for a long time, where they penalize, they sort of covertly penalize natural news or other independent media news sources to make sure that the, you know, the so-called mainstream media stories show up first. That's a kind of soft censorship. But this is hard censorship. This is wiping you out. And the most insidious thing about it is when people are searching for a term, such as thimerosal, the mercury in vaccines, they don't know what they're not being shown. In other words, if you see 10 results on a Google page, they don't tell you that they've removed the natural news link that proves the CDC knew thimerosal would damage some African-American children. They don't tell you that link's not there. So it's an insidious form of censorship where you as a user don't even know what you're missing. You don't even have a right to the debate. You don't get to read both sides of the debate and make up your own mind. Instead, Google makes up your mind for you, and that's a form of mind control.
That is exactly what mind control is, controlling the brain by controlling what it knows, so that it will come to, of its own free will, come to the conclusion that's been engineered for it. And we're starting to see where it is becoming very obvious what they're doing. And we have a saying around our little part of the world that the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And we saw certainly saw it on MSNBC when that lady said it's the job of the corporate media to control what people are thinking. We're seeing it with Google banning your website completely from any search results. And I hope you get a class action lawsuit going here. And certainly we need the independent media to cover this story, because you're never going to hear a word about this in the corporate media at all. The corporate media is trying to reassert its dominance over what people are thinking. Obviously, Google has gone over to the dark side of the force. And again, you've got to start finding other search engines. You've got to stop using Facebook and all these other compromised platforms and start using these brand new startups in social media, like VK, Gab. Somebody sent me a list. There's already about 20 new startups in social media that are making huge gains in the marketplace, because people are fed up with their communications being edited and tinkered with and tampered with by these giant social media corporations who are obviously compromised and in bed with the established order.
Well, what happens, though, is even these small organizations, if they become very popular and they grow, they become a bigger and bigger machine. They need more corporate advertising to fund their larger and larger operations and server farms and so on. And pretty soon, the corporations have so much influence with them that they're calling the shots. And that's what's happened with Google. You know, Google has been at war with natural medicine for a long time. If you try to advertise natural medicine products on AdWords, those are disallowed, because they say, well, you're not selling FDA-approved medicine. So herbs and superfoods and vitamins and minerals and so on are considered almost contraband by Google. Well, whose interest does that serve? It serves the interests of the pharmaceutical industry, whose ads are allowed by Google. And whose search results show up first? It's the pharmaceutical industry, or the official medical industry, or the official cancer industry, or the official vaccine industry, and on and on. So it's really being run by special interests, which are greed-driven corporations. Google once said that they wanted to be an organization that did no evil. Now they have become the evil that they once claimed to oppose.
They certainly have. Anything else for our listeners, Mike?
Well, just go to censored.news if you want to go directly to a lot of censored news stories that we aggregate from many websites. All of them are being censored. So the website is just censored.news. No ads, no tracking. That website's a great place to stay informed. And thank you for having me on, Mike.
All right. Well, Mike, anytime you have anything that's on naturalnews.com that you feel is significant, send it to me, and I'll make sure it's linked to from whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay. Have your producer give me your email address for after this segment, please.
Okay. Just stay on the line, and Mike will get that to you. And let me just... I mean, it's the one that's at the top of the website, but I just gave it to Mike, and he'll give it to you. Thanks an awful lot for joining
fantastic.
Us. All right, that was Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, Google has simply arbitrarily erased naturalnews.com from their search engines. So if you're searching for information on vaccine safety or possible harmful effects of GMO or nutritional approaches to dealing with various illnesses, you will not get the information that you need. Google has decided that their interests are best served by making sure that you are herded back into the arms of the corporate medical industrial complex, as it were. And that, of course, is denying you your choice. It also makes Google morally responsible for every single neurologically damaged child that is damaged by vaccines from this point forward. Google is morally responsible for that by hiding that information away from the American people. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to see how's Claire feeling today.
Well, like I said, she's doing a lot better. She's not going to be on the show tomorrow, but she is doing better. And I'm just trying to get her to rest as much as possible.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I checked in late today. So you might have covered one or both of these topics. What are your feelings on Trump's selection of McMaster's national security advisor? It seems like he diverges from Trump on Russia, at least on Russia, and maybe on other matters as well.
Well, he probably does. The question is McMaster's going to try and run foreign policy on his own, which is not his job, or is he going to do what the boss tells him to do? And so that's going to be the real question is, can Donald Trump get these people in line and say, you will follow the policies that are set by the White House and the Department of State and not wander off into the ether trying to basically do your own things?
Right, because it just seems like, I mean, we've reached a low point where even people like Hastings of Florida and Maxine Waters have become neocons, whereas in the past, they would be more likely to call for that money to be spent at home, especially in their districts. But now they seem to be all on board this, train to war.
Well, probably, I mean, the reality is inside the establishment, they all realize what the real agenda is here, and that is that the United States, since the end of World War II and the signing of the Bretton Woods Agreement, has derived huge profit from the rest of the world by having the rest of the world use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking. Either these countries had to bring us manufactured goods or agricultural produce in exchange for stacks of ink and paper, or they have to borrow that ink and paper at interest from the Federal Reserve. And right now, because our own manufacturing has declined and nobody wants our GMO agriculture, the only thing still holding up the current U.S. economy is the rest of the world borrowing or trading for those U.S. dollars to buy resources and to do cross-border trade and banking. But more and more nations are turning away from that, and they're turning to the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan because they're now seen as more reliable and trustworthy currencies. And so the goal of all this hostility is to try and create a new bipolar world where everybody who's friends with the United States are still going to be using the U.S. dollar, the U.S. will be basically parasitizing on their economies to keep going, and the rest of the world is going to have their own economies going their way. And I'd like to see it avoid turning into an outright war, but from the point of view of the money junkies, that is the only thing that's going to save their particular brand of ink and paper.
Yeah. Mike, two stories on refugees that were featured on Zero Hedge. First, did you hear about that Florida teacher who made that post about she was happy that there would be mass deportations of illegals, and she was reassigned from her school?
Yeah, I did. In fact, it's on the front page of What Really Happened right now.
Sorry.
And it is kind of an area where I'm siding with the teacher on this, because if she had made that comment in her classroom, then the school would have an issue. But she made the comment on her private time on her Facebook page. Now, the ugly reality is that while there are federal laws protecting federal employees from discrimination on the basis of their political views, there are no such federal laws protecting private ordinary citizens. But several states have got those laws. And so if you are being harassed by your employer or fired by your employer because you're a Trump supporter, and apparently a lot of that is going on, you need to check with your state laws because you may have grounds for a lawsuit.
Yeah. And then finally, Mike, I don't know if you're aware, you mentioned Martin Schulz, the SPD in Germany, has moved ahead of Angela Merkel. But strange thing is, it seems like the German voters are not turning against Merkel on the refugee issue, because Schulz is all in on the refugees. He's even supporting their right to vote in this next German election. And he's ahead. So it doesn't say much about the German electorate.
Well, I think the German electorate is just sick and tired of Angela Merkel. And if they're not going to have a choice regarding the open borders policy with either candidate, then they're just going to go on their dislike of Angela Merkel. But if this open borders policy continues much longer, it is going to destroy the European Union. And of course, that's not what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to blur all of the EU nations into one gray zone that they could put a single border around and say, this is now the United States of Europe. And it's, in fact, doing the opposite.
But they have the AfD as the party that's against the open borders. But the AfD is polling a lot, at least according to the polls that have been released, they're polling a lot less than the SPD.
Well, and there's no guarantee that the German media is being any more honest with their public than the American corporate media is with us.
No, it's true. But I'm just, I see numbers, AfD perhaps polling between 10 and 15%, and SPD is up to 38, and then the Christian Democrats
is 30. We saw the same numbers for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump early last year. Donald Trump was down there in the teens, and Hillary Clinton was way, way up there. And look what the reality of the election showed us.
I agree, no doubt. Okay, thanks, Mike. My best to Claire. Take care.
All right, I certainly will. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Charles in Little Rock. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, greetings from the occupied territory of Clinton country.
Yes.
Hey, I told you a screen that I want to talk about that $38 billion that Israel debt. The first payment was made in January by the U.S. ambassador of $3 billion times 10. So figure it out, people. I did not authorize my scumbag congressman, United States Congressman Frenchie, a Republican from Arkansas, to do such a thing. I have here a letter from his office that said he supports Israel's right to exist. Now, I will scan this and put it up on the RBN Facebook page so y'all can see what he's talking about. Now, Mike, my question to you is this. Any scumbag congressman that keeps giving Israel money need to be punished, and they need to be punished at the ballot box. Now,
I absolutely agree. But again, the problem is that electoral fraud is not limited to the presidency, and we've got to clean up our election system. Meanwhile, again, if your congressman believes in Israel's right to exist, he's perfectly free to open his own wallet and send them all the money he wants. But he is banned from sending Israel money by the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, now that both Colin Powell and the Pentagon have officially acknowledged Israel has had nuclear weapons for going on half a century.
Well, Mike, let me add this last caveat. People, you can stop these scumbags by voting independent, like me, Charles Neely, who ran against this scumbag last year in the 2016 election. I ran as a right-hand candidate, and I was blocked from every debate, especially the one by Arkansas Public Television, because they know I'm going to lay into him about Israel. And I want to thank Rick Adams for letting me have a voice in attacking this scumbag, because that's what he is.
Yep. Not going to get an argument from me. Anyway, listen, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to come on back and take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines again because I got a lot of news to get through. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines. Chad in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I've heard you say that you're not interested in 911 anymore, and I just wondered, when was the last time you put Larry Silverstein's video on your site saying, pull it? You know, that's not important anymore.
I mean, now wait a minute. That's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. What I said is it is dated, and the emphasis ought to be on what's happening today. 9/11 is very important. It was the catalyst for this whole project for the new American century, the new Pearl Harbor that launched all these wars. Okay, but at this point, I would say the public consensus is that it was a gigantic false flag. We've been over that many, many times, and I really think that we need to be focusing more on what's happening today, and because, again, nobody believes the official story about 9/11. Nobody believes the corporate media about 9/11. What's the point in rehashing it over and over and over again as opposed to dealing with what's happening right now? That's all I'm saying.
So you don't feel that a barrage of Larry Silverstein, you know, you have the avenue to show all these people that we have this guy on tape saying, pull the building, and you don't feel that that's important anymore? I mean, how are you any different than Google when they're nixing this guy off Google? you know, when you nick something off that you
hold
feel
it,
is not
hold
important.
It, Chad. First of all, when that tape first surfaced, we ran it a lot. Okay, but I mean, if you think about everything,
not anymore. It's not important anymore.
It's not timely anymore. Okay, all right. Now, the difference between wanting to stay with current events and what Google just did to Natural News should be obvious to everybody. Now, as far as Larry Silverstein, we all know what he said, and we did play that tape. And 9/11 is important in the context of how we got into the mess that we're in right now. But if you think about the sheer volume of events that have transpired, certainly since I began my website almost 24 years ago now, we can't be constantly recycling all of it. There's simply too much. We have to stay focused on what is happening today, here, and now. Otherwise, we'd be just like Israel that can't seem to get out of reliving World War II over and over and over and over again. All righty, we're going to close the phone lines here for a little bit. Getting on back to the economic news. We are getting rumblings that Janet Yellen may start jacking the rates over at the Federal Reserve as a means to derail Donald Trump's attempts to finance the rebuilding of American industry and American infrastructure. And if she does do that, I would strongly recommend to Mr. Trump that he invoke his authority as president to have the Treasury issue a new currency, just like John Kennedy did, one that is not borrowed at interest from the private central bank. In fact, Alan Brown has already run the numbers. And if Donald Trump were to create a new currency to fund his proposal for infrastructure improvement, and I'm sure you'll agree with those people in California, they need it, it would cut the cost in half. Trump has that authority as president. In fact, to be very honest, there was no provision in the Constitution that authorized the delegation of the money creation authority into private hands in the first place. On that grounds, the Federal Reserve itself is unconstitutional. And unfortunately, the Federal Reserve tends to think they're running the country. We actually had a video a while back of Alan Greenspan acknowledging the Federal Reserve answers to no federal government authority. By the way, did you know they don't even pay any tax on all that money that they make? It's in the Federal Reserve Charter. They pay property taxes only, and that's it. It's a scam, and you are all its victims. It's time to become private central banking heretics. Heretics, heretics. All right, we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is still, why swept away? Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, interestingly enough, Moody's is saying that Europe's economic recovery is threatened by the rise in populism because the European Central Bank has made debt slaves of everybody in Europe, and now they want to spoil the party by leaving. Great Britain is leaving, France is talking about leaving, and so forth and so on. The debt slaves are escaping. The debt slaves are escaping. Send out the slave catchers. We'll get them back. Apparently, soda companies and supermarkets have reported a 30 to 50% drop in sales resulting from Philadelphia's sweetened beverage tax. Now, if the sweetened beverage tax was imposed for health reasons, first of all, that's an area where I don't think government really has a right to meddle anyway, especially when so much of their health measures like mandatory vaccines have negative consequences. If it was a revenue-generating measure, they clearly did not think it all the way through, because apparently the sales drop has been so great that a lot of markets and convenience stores are having to lay staff off from the loss in profits and revenue. Family Christian is going to close all 240 stores after 85 years in business. And here's a very sad story coming out of Bloomberg. The Dallas Police and Fire Pension is now backing cutbacks to avoid a collapse. And they're basically getting on board behind this plan to raise the retirement age and to reduce the payments to these police and fire who are retiring. Now, all of this, of course, goes back to Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud. When they put together that fraud together, Wall Street's pet rating agencies rated them all AAA, which made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. Pension funds did. The fraud collapsed. The pensions were defunded. And nobody has the courage to stand up and say, Wall Street made this mess. Wall Street ought to refund our money. Instead, they turn around and they're punishing ordinary workers by saying, you will have to live on less, because that's always the first commandment of private central banking. You must make do with less so that we may have more. You must make do with less so that we may have more. You must make do with less so that we may have more. Lowe's is laying off hundreds. Their corporate office is getting cleaned out. And I referred to this a little bit before, but I'm going to mention it again. If you admit you are a Trump supporter, it may cost you your job. And apparently liberals who own businesses are basically taking out their frustration and rage at having Hillary defeated in the election on their employees. And here is where it gets a little bit unfair. There is no federal law prohibiting your boss from firing you because of your political views. There's a federal law that protects federal employees from discrimination on the basis of their political views, but no law for ordinary citizens. But many states, and these include New York, California, Colorado, North Dakota, and the District of Columbia, do make it illegal to discriminate on the basis of an employee's political activity or beliefs in or out of work. Anybody who's fired for expressing themselves, especially that teacher who got into trouble over a Facebook post she made on her own time, should check their state laws and file a lawsuit if they can. We cannot let this tyranny remain unchecked in our society, even though it's being crowdsourced. You can crowdsource tyranny. That's what we're seeing with all these attacks on individuals carrying out their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Now, getting on back to the economic news, apparently economists in Spain are saying that the ECB has really wrecked the place. Spain is going to be ruined for the next 50 years because of these crazy loans. And that is true of any nation that is enslaved to a private central bank. It makes you their debt slaves. There is no way to pay it off. Brussels has now issued orders to Italy to tackle their debt crisis or face sanctions. Oh yeah, that's going to be a good solution. Italy can't pay its debts, so let's throw economic sanctions on them so they can't even pay as much as they're paying now. Good thinking there. Now, Ukraine's economy is on the brink of collapse because apparently Ukraine and its steel industry relied very much on coal being supplied from Donbass. Well, obviously, while Kiev is making war on the Donbass, the coal is being blockaded. It's not being sent on through. And they're running out of their stockpiles, and Kiev's steel industry is on the verge of a shutdown. Now, here's an interesting little story. This came out of LinkedIn, and it's talking about France is considering a law that will make your private time out of your office private time, your private time. And this is being done in response to the growing problem in the age of the internet of employers treating their employees as if they're on call 24 hours a day by virtue of reaching them through the cell phone or over the internet. And a lot of workers are saying, my job description doesn't include that. I'm not paid to be on call. I need my own private time to go on out and do private things without fear that my boss is going to call and say, you got to come in and deal with a client or a problem at this particular point. And France is now looking at passing a law saying that if your job is supposed to be from 9 to 5, outside those hours, it is illegal for your boss to contact you to ask for more work. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very good idea. I think France has one of the best environments for ordinary workers of any country on earth. Now, the Dutch members of parliament are getting ready to force through this EU deal that will grant Ukrainians visa-free access to Europe, even though it was voted down by an overwhelming majority of voters in a referendum. We are already seeing this attitude that the voters don't matter in the EU. Only what Brussels wants matters. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Now then, in a letter sent home to all parents, Chicago Public Schools are promising they will obstruct the enforcement of federal civil immigration law on their campuses. This is a violation of Title VIII, and those school administrators ought to be arrested. But I understand why the schools are doing this. It's more than just schools being part of the liberal establishment. Schools' budgets are determined by how many students are in those classrooms. And currently, it doesn't matter if those students are legal citizens or not. They just want to get more of them in there because then they get more money. I would strongly recommend to Donald Trump that he either seek a law or a rule or even an executive order saying that the budget for public schools is based on the number of students enrolled in them who are legally allowed to be in this country. If they're not supposed to be here, they're not counted for the purposes of allocating the school budget. That'll change the problem real, real quick. Now then, as far as the sanctuary cities who are still insisting we're going to be sanctuary cities and there's nothing you can do about it, well, apparently over in Denver, they've had a little bit of a kerfuffle because Denver released Ever Vallis, 19 years old, from prison, saying, we are not going to keep this guy in jail. The ICE had requested him to be kept jailed for pending deportation, and Denver said, we're a sanctuary city, we're letting him out. And Ever Vallis went on out after being released, and he killed Timothy Cruz, 32. A little bit of an embarrassment there. Now, there was this very ugly story that came out of Russia today where Rezas Abdullah approached Rebecca Telford, who had a baby. This was in South Shields, Newcastle Crown Court. Basically spit in the face of the nine-month-old baby, shouting, white people shouldn't breed. And apparently the court let him go. He avoided jail. So how is that open borders idea working out for you? Now, up in Canada, Tory leadership hopeful Stephen Blaney is proposing a crackdown on illegal immigrants. And they're already complaining that illegal immigrants in the United States who are now afraid of being deported because of Trump's new policies are now sneaking into Canada. So now it's becoming their problem, trying to enforce their border. And Blaney's proposing giving Canadian authorities the right to immediately hand over illegal immigrants to the U.S. and increase the number of Canada's border service agents. Now, the FBI has announced that they've charged a man in Missouri with trying to plan a terrorist attack on President's Day. And apparently, how this happened, we've seen this pattern before. This guy named Hester was posting inflammatory messages online. in which he said he'd converted to Islam, he didn't like the United States. FBI agents working undercover contacted him to ask him whether he wanted to participate in a terrorist attack. In other words, the FBI found another fat patsy and set him up to be arrested for the headlines. It's entrapment. There is absolutely no indication that this guy, if he had not been encouraged by the FBI, would have ever actually done anything. Because let's be very honest, people who are really seriously considering a terror attack, they're not going to talk about it on social media. That's ridiculous. The people who are out there talking about terrorism on social media, they're living a private fantasy life. Political correctness is really getting out of control. Story out of Patriot Rising. Apparently, universities banned dorm room whiteboards to stop hurtful words. Now, whiteboards are very convenient. You can put up notes there about getting together with people, meetings, parties, trying to connect with somebody, for commerce or whatever. I mean, they're very, very, very useful, especially for people who don't have social media. But now they want to take them down just in case there might be a hurtful word. Another story coming out of Patriot Rising. Apparently, hundreds of campuses across the country are now encouraging students to turn in fellow students for offensive speech. They're calling it the bias response team. In other words, they're raising a generation of snitches, just like Nazi Germany did. Had children snitching on their parents, students snitching on each other. And of course, the problem is what one person considers offensive speech may not be considered offensive by somebody else. And you cannot have freedom of speech and an offense-free environment. Because if you're exercising your right to freedom of speech, there are going to be people who don't like what you're saying. Especially those with something to hide, they don't want the truth told on them. They're going to be offended. I mean, this is completely ridiculous. And the absolute nadir is down in Texas, where apparently the school decided to allow a transgender teen to be on the girls' wrestling team in competitions. And this is a guy named Mac Beggs, and because he self-identifies as a woman, and apparently he's starting the process to become a woman, he said, I want to wrestle with the girls' team. And the parents of one of the girls are suing, saying that this guy shouldn't be allowed to compete with the girls. And they're absolutely right. Now, let us leave the fantasy world of the Church of Liberalology and deal with some reality. No matter what a male does to become a woman, he is still a male. Bruce Jenner may have carved himself up and taken hormones to make himself look like a woman, but a DNA test would still show he is a male. And at the risk of pissing off the feminazis, the average male is quite a bit larger and stronger than the average female, even with the plumbing hacked off. Now, setting aside that this male wrestler will have an unfair advantage over his teammates and competitors, there does exist a real potential for bodily injury to the real girls wrestling with him. Apparently, Trump is already yanking all of this Obama nonsense about the transgender bathrooms. Now, the American College of Pediatrics has released an official position that transgenderism of children is child abuse. Anybody who's getting a kid confused about their gender and then offering to sell them surgery and hormones and the rest of it, according to the American College of Pediatrics, this constitutes child abuse. And yes, when you hear about kids who are so young, they can't possibly even know that much about gender identity, being convinced that this is the way they should go. It's the new big bucks opportunity for the medical industrial complex. Amazing. Now, over in Anaheim, there has been a bit of a riot, and it's an anti-police riot, and it was triggered when some teenagers who had been repeatedly crossing over property belonging to somebody else, and the owner of the property kept saying, please do not cut across my land, you're killing my grass, stay on the sidewalks, you're not allowed on my property. And there was a confrontation in which the homeowner wanted to detain the ringleader of the teenagers for the police to arrive. The homeowner is also a cop, but he was off duty. And the other juveniles made a move to attack the homeowner. He pulled his gun and he discharged it into the ground. Nobody was hit by the bullet. And this triggered this anti-police riot. Well, again, in this case, the teens were clearly in the wrong. And the property owner is in the right, regardless of his status of a police officer. And yet the Black Lives Matter people are out there saying, oh, bad police, teenagers should be allowed to go into anybody's home that they feel they have a right to, and nobody should ever stop them. We've lost our way as a nation. We've lost our way because of all this liberal ideology, fantasy, nonsense. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down and
casa tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to this show here. Now, you want to talk about the Veterans Administration with all the scandals they've had about neglecting our veterans, putting them on hold, fudging the record to make it look like they're being cared for when they're simply being abandoned to die. Huge amounts of money for artwork and various other things. And apparently, the Southern California VA facility brought charges against a 74-year-old U.S. Army veteran. And his crime was posting 2 6-inch American flags in the facility. And for some reason, the VA thought that was a problem. And they're hoping that Jeff Sessions is going to say this is ridiculous and drop it. And just let God go. By the way, I have a correction. Somebody sent me another article about the parents suing over the wrestler. Apparently, it's a woman who's in the process of becoming a man. But the concern is that this person is already taking testosterone and steroids and is already bulking up the muscle mass of a man. And so the logic still applies. But somebody else wrote on in and said, is pushing transgenderism on a child, does that make the parent guilty of Munchausen syndrome? And it might, by proxy. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in California with all the rain. The good news is the water's receding in the Dayton retention pond. They were concerned about that, possibly having to evacuate people there. The heavy rains were continuing as of yesterday. The Oroville Dam, the water level is still low, but the 9 upstream dams protecting it are absolutely full. And we put a link on whatreallyhappened.com to a list of all the California dams and their current status. A lot of them are absolutely, absolutely at the top, well above the normal average for this time of year. So it's still intense. If another big storm comes on in, who knows what we'll see. Now, the issue is, even though the rain has stopped in that area, much of the water that fell on that Feather River watershed, the Oroville watershed, is still trickling down through the mountains and valleys. Because the issue is never the rain that falls in Lake Oroville itself, but the watershed, which is huge. And we could actually see a lot of water starting to come on down over the next several days. So we're going to have to be keeping an eye on that. Let's see. Interestingly enough, Governor Jerry Brown is now claiming that the potential failure of the Oroville Dam was not his fault, but it's blamed on human-caused global warming because the dam was built at a time when global warming wasn't happening and nobody expected that the world would warm and bring all this rain here. And it gets even more bizarre than that. More after these few words.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.